At the time of this video, if you Google the drug bortezomib, the Wikipedia article does not give you sufficient information in order to answer the NBME question correctly, okay? Not my fucking opinion as to whether something like bortezomib, that sounds incredibly low yield, is something you should know. It's not my opinion. It's the fact that it's on the NBME exams, and the NBME is the USMLE. That's why you need to know bortezomib. Now, the literature, and as I said, Wikipedia, at least at the time of this video, will mention that bortezomib is a 26S proteasome inhibitor. I'll tell a student, no bortezomib. The response I get is, okay, cool, I looked it up, it's a proteasome inhibitor. However, that's not what the NBME wants. The NBME is going to mention bortezomib in the stem, and then they want you to know that it causes downregulation of MHC1, okay, major histocompatibility complex 1 expressed on all nucleated cells. It's going to interact with T cell receptor on CD8 plus T cells. That's what bortezomib is. That's how it's assessed in NBME. They want you to know decreased expression of MHC1, decreased interaction with CD8 plus T lymphocytes. Okay? We need functional proteasomes in order to, which relates to the breakdown of proteins. We need functional proteasomes to have expression of MHC1 on the cell surface. Okay? So that's our first point. We're looking at choices C or H, which are MHC1. And then you say, well, is this autoimmunity or malignancy? I just decided to throw this in for kicks because this is high yield, this patient's diagnosis, which is multiple myeloma. So the answer is malignancy. Okay, so our answer choice H, malignancy is the patient's diagnosis, our downregulated structure, MHC1. Back pain is frequently how multiple myeloma presents. Renal amyloidosis, the multiple myeloma is a plasma cell expansion, a cancer of plasma cells. Plasma cells are derived from B cells and secrete tons of immunoglobulin light chains. They're not functional immunoglobulins, but immunoglobulins are proteins. So when proteins deposit in tissues where they shouldn't be depositing, we call that protein deposition amyloidosis. So you can get cardiac amyloidosis, you can get renal amyloidosis, the Bence-Jones proteinuria, those are immunoglobulin light chains. Well, they also deposit in the renal parenchyma. It's a nephrotic syndrome, renal amyloidosis, and multiple myeloma. And then, of course, our hypercalcemia from the lytic lesions of bone. So easy diagnosis of multiple myeloma here. It's malignancy. And then bortezomib, not only is it a 26S proteasome inhibitor, but it's going to result in downregulated expression of MHC1 on the cell surface and, in turn, decreased interaction of nucleated cells with CD8 plus T lymphocytes. Okay, so that's your short value point. As I said, it's not my opinion as to whether a weird sounding or a low yield sounding drug should be assessed. Okay, it's the fact that it's on the NBME. That's what matters. That's the USMLE. Okay, I'm obviously going to make more content. If you liked this video, subscribe to my channel, and I appreciate your time. That's it.